is the best among of the vrittas. If you recall, I would have stated earlier in one of my lecture, I had stated in earlier lecture, whenever an point in terms of either the special qualities of Vishnu is to be mentioned, or a saguna attribute of Vishnu is to be mentioned, if it is going to relate to something which relates to the yoga aspect or the performance of action, any of the four yogas, karma, jnana, yoga, karma, jnana, bhakti and radha yoga, or performance of action and attachment, non-attachment, the reference will be taken upon to Sri Krishna. Whereas if it has to be, if the reference is to emphasize that aspect of Vishnu which dwells more on the enforcement of dharma and the protector of dharma and the kalyana gunas, generally it will go to Sri Rama. Now here the aspect of suvrata, the word to word meaning is very simple. Suvrata, he is the one, Vishnu is the personification of best among the vratas. That is what one follows. Now, that's all. But whereas the other meaning, as Adishankaracharya says, he quotes the avatar of Sri Rama, and Rama, he says in Sri Ramayana that whoever comes to me even once and then tell me, Rama, I have nobody else excepting you, I ensure, I take a vow that I never let him down. That is the speciality of Rama. Rama is known for his vow. He is one who always keeps up his word. Rama, always one who keeps up his vrata. Therefore, the comparison here is made to Sri Rama in terms of the saguna quality of Bhagavan Vishnu in keeping up his promises, is how to take up any of his devotees who take refuge in him. We have already seen the name Achyuta. Achyuta is one who, that is Vishnu, another name of Vishnu. He ensures that the devotees never let go out of his sight. Suratah, Sumukaha. This also refers to Sri Rama, because the Rama has a prasanna vatana, ever smiling face, Sumukaha. And there is another, that is Vishnu is one who has a pleasant and charming face. The other interpretation of Sumukha is one who teaches everyone. Sumukha daigadanda chakkabilo gajagarnaha lambodharachya vigado vignarajo vinayakaha. So Sumukha, one of the meaning is that one who teaches you, transfers knowledge with a smiling face. Sumukha sukshma. Vishnu is one who is the subtlest of the element. Vishnu is present in all jivatmas and remains invisible. And in the antarvyavi, in individual, and in the outside world, Bhagavan Sri Vishnu resides inside the panchabhuta, in akasha, in all these places as a subtle element. Vishnu not only remains an antaryami of panchabhuta, panchakarmendriya, panchajnanendriya, he also remains the invisible principle behind the panchatanmatras. He is also the invisible sakshi, he is the subtle sakshi for jagrata, swapna and sushupti avastha, that is the stage, and he is the principle of everything that happens in this universe as the subtle principle. Sugoshaha, Vishnu is the most auspicious sound. Vishnu is the auspicious sound is in two meanings. The primary meaning is that since the Vedas Arbhana Vishnu through Bhagavan Brahma, Vishnu is the personification of Veda, therefore he is a Sugoshaha. The another interpretation is the fundamental akshana, dhani, sound of Mahavishnu is Vishwam Vishnu Vashatkara Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Vashatkara, because it is represented in the holy Vashatkara. Vishnu is called as one who is the most pleasant of sound, who is most pleasant of sound. Sukadaha, one who grants Sukha, Saukhya, one who ensures a trouble-free life either here and beyond. Suhrat, one who is a friend to everybody. Sahrata is mean, in Sanskrit, Sahradayar means one who has the same mind. It is normally refers to friend. When you say Sahradaya instead of friends, if you can say Sahradaya, it will be very good, because friends are supposed to have same mind in terms of their understanding each other. Vishnu, when we say Vishnu is a friend, the meaning is Vishnu is the closest to your Atman, and therefore Suradha, Vishnu is a friend in terms of his quality of being able to be always near to you when you reach him out. Suradha, Suradha, Sumukaha, Sukmaha, Sukoshaha, Sukataha, Surad, Manoharo, Jitakrodo, Veerabahur, Vidaranaha. Manoharo, because of his qualities, endearing qualities, he is appealing to everyone and people like him. Jitakrodo, one who has conquered anger. He has conquered anger. So kama krodha bhavati sammoha, that is yes, krodha comes always when krodha bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti vipramaha, smriti dvamsat buddhinasaha, buddhinasat pranashyati. That is in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says how does the destruction of an individual take place, is that when a man gets angry, when he does not, when he goes after the thing, when he doesn't get angry, when he doesn't get what he wants, he becomes angry. That is born. Then krodha bhavati sammoha, because of attachment comes anger. Sammoha smriti viprama, when these two things happen, your attachment and your anger, smriti vipramaha, you lose your mind. Vipramaha means it gets diverted, divided into two. Vipramaha, it goes in different direction, that is your mind gets disturbed. Smriti dvamsat buddhinasaha, when your mind goes like this, pranashyati, a man is ruined. Now here Vishnu is jitakrodho, being the ultimate pure intelligence, that is chit, pure consciousness and intelligence, and also in the Parabrahma Swarupa, and also at the individual inside the Jivatma, as the Rishikesha, Vishnu is the conqueror of anger. Veerabahu, Vishnu is one who is endowed with aham, which protect people. Vidarana, Vishnu is one who destroys everything at the time of involution. Now you will see there are three aspects of Vishnu with a subtle difference. One is Jitakrodho. Jitakrodho means he has conquered anger by destroying the attachment. Veerabahu, that is when see Veerabahu, it is always arm is always mentioned to indicate that that one who conquers everything at the physical level, Veerabahu, that is he has those arms which kill the asuras who disturb the deva. Vidarana, ultimately whatever be the tendencies at the time of involution or destruction and dissolution, Vishnu does his job as an aspect of, it has been mentioned a lot of time in as Shankara, as Rudra. So Vishnu, Suvradha, is the best among the Vratas, and who is one who has a very charming face, who is the teacher among teachers in imparting knowledge, and is the subtlest of all elements. He is the personification of Vedas and knowledge. Whenever we say Veda, we should always take it as knowledge as well. And he is one who is the bestower of happiness, and who is the friend to everybody, who is liked by everyone because of the endearing qualities. Vishnu is one who is the destroyer of anger, who protects everyone with his powerful arm, and ultimately he destroys everything at the time of